When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
All right. We talk about financial literacy on this show and how hard it is to reach younger people, how hard it is to reach all of us. Let's be honest. We didn't learn a lot of this stuff the way we should have. And someone is definitely helping out make that easier. His name is Caleb Hammer. He's a personal finance YouTuber, TikToker, and he's really funny, too. So I just want to play a little bit of a TikTok video exchange he had with someone who was kind of going through their finances. Go ahead and play that.
$246 for the car payment. Every week? Yeah, but it's going to change to $110 because I have a deferred payment.
Oh, I see what you did. Okay, so we can quickly transition to your car debt then. Your primary loan of the car, essentially $15,000. And then you financed your down payment? Oh.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
No, it's just stupid.
Sometimes tough love is important love, Caleb. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I love playing that clip. Iridian showed it to me, and I just knew we had to have you on. What inspires you to do this, to help people examine their budgets?
Yeah, I mean, in general, just conversations with friends, family. I've just noticed that really in our country for younger generations, unfortunately, grade school and universities have kind of failed us when it comes to personal finance education. We have great resources like Graham Stephan on YouTube, who breaks down specific topics really well. And there's Dave Ramsey, who's helped millions of people as well. But, you know, I kind of think Dave doesn't cater to younger generations as well, because the circle tends to be more conservative and religiously based, which is not a bad thing at all. I'm very glad he's serving that sector, but just wanted to make some educational and entertaining content that caters more to a younger and diverse audience, because they need financial literacy too.
Yeah, so taking out a loan to get a down payment, probably not a good idea. What are some other dumb financial decisions you made people make? And by the way, when I say this, I'm not making fun of people that make dumb financial decisions. I think we've all been there and done that. It just helps to highlight some of those things for other people.
Absolutely. I've certainly been there, and that's why I wanted to make this content, to kind of put that on display to help other people as they, you know, watch. But I've actually had two people who have financed their car down payment. That person that you just played a clip of, she was in collections, multiple accounts in collections. So she couldn't find anywhere in Austin to finance her car, but she did end up finding kind of a sketchy place, and she ended up taking out a $15,000 car loan, a $5,000 personal loan, and a $2,000 loan for the down payment on her car. And the car, even in this crazy market, is worth no more than $90,000. I checked $9,000, sorry.
Oh, whoa.
So she took out close to $20,000 in debt for a $9,000 car.
Whoa. And I imagine there's a lot of people that do that, right? I mean, people, these things are kind of cyclical, right? If you're in financial problems, you made some poor decisions, or you've just inherited poor situations, and this is what happens. It kind of grows on itself.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, kind of on the other side of the debt situation, I talked to someone who, her dad basically forced her to go to Baylor, and he promised that he'd pay for her college tuition. Unfortunately, he never did, and now he's getting hunted down by the IRS for stealing her college fund that her mom left behind. She ended up graduating a couple years ago with a degree in social work, and she took out a total of $150,000 in private student loans to do that. And now they've ballooned in only a couple years to $250,000, and before she knows it, it'll unfortunately be $500,000 in private student loans. It's crazy.
So what do you do for people? I mean, I know you kind of lay out the real world implications of what all the problems that they might be in. Do you have tips for people? How do you go through their budget? I mean, where do you start to make them feel like they can tackle this?
Yeah, absolutely. Usually in the last third of the video, we try to set up a plan to kind of help them out. I make very clear at the beginning of my videos that it's not official financial advice, and that it's made for entertaining and educational purposes for the audience. But people know when they're going into the interview that I'm going to tear them apart,
right,
and I'm going to give them some tough love. But, you know, just really trying to break down their budget, trying to keep them within the 50-30-20 rule, where they spend 50% of their income on needs, 30% on wants, 20% on savings and investing, you know, once they get out of their debt. So that's just kind of at a minimum. And I actually like to swap around the 30% to investing, you know, because I personally want to retire earlier with more freedom, but at least the 50-30-20 rule at a minimum. You know, two of the guests, they've succumb to lifestyle inflation. So I really try to teach about lifestyle inflation. Of course, that's when you get a new job or a raise and you're making more money. But instead of saving the extra, you upgrade your house or car or restaurant spending or vacation spending or luxury spending. So especially for younger generations who are just getting into their career for the first time, just getting money for the first time, I really try to teach about that as well.
Yeah, you can double your income and end up a lot poorer. And I don't think people realize that it can happen really easily without watching it.
Yep.
Can you give me that 50-30-20 rule again?
Yeah, so 50% of your income on needs, 30% on wants, and 20% on savings and investing.
And you could flip that 20 and 30 and maybe end up a little bit better off. Okay, that's good advice for people. What's your background, by the way? What are your credentials to be able to do this?
Yeah, again, as I mentioned at the, before every video, this is not official financial advice, but in general, I've always been interested in creating content, especially content that is more educational. I was actually doing music stuff for a while. I was actually a music major, but focusing on the business side of things in my university days. But when it comes to personal finances, you know, probably the last 5 years or so, I've been addicted to learning every little nuance when it comes to that field, when it comes to personal finances. And, you know, now I just want to make content that is beneficial to the younger generation that I'm in.
I love that because I think that a lot of us think that we need to, and we have a lot of great financial advisors on this program who do know a ton about this stuff and can dive into personal things. But I love people who are very self-taught in this world because sometimes those people are easily more relatable to someone else that you're trying to have learn some things. Not all of us have to be financial advisors, but we all need a little literacy. And I like that it comes from you through that way. Caleb, what's the best way for us to find what you do?
Yeah, just search for Caleb Hammer on YouTube. That's Caleb with a C, Hammer like the tool. You can also find me on TikTok and Instagram.
All right, Caleb, we'll talk again soon, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, really entertaining, good stuff, and just good down-to-earth information that could help us all and make your kids watch it and your grandkids too.